Shri Hare Swarup Hare Krishna Nitya Das. This is a discussion of jivas, the identity of the jivas, and different points about the jivas. In the commentary on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 20, Baladeva Vibhushan and Vishnath Chakravarti clearly state that the conditioning of the jiva in the material world is beginningless. Prakriti, material energy, and the jiva and their combination are without origin. And also very clearly in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 20, verse 10, 11th canto, chapter 22, verse 10, Krishna clearly states that the jiva-atma is covered by beginningless ignorance. Anadi avidya yuktasya. Krishna is not creating some jivas as Nitya Bhada and others as Nitya Mukta. As Krishna himself has no beginning, his energies also have no beginning. His tatastha, or intermediate potency, jiva shakti, also has no beginning. Anything which is beginningless is also causeless. You're understanding incorrectly if you think that Krishna has put some jivas in ignorance and others in knowledge. Misconceptions and misunderstanding arises because the limitations of a material mind always thinks in terms of cause and effect. It is inconceivable for the mind to think of something as beginningless. To think that the jivas have no beginning, they're eternal here, is the heart cracks the mind. Our box-like mind can't accommodate that idea, which is the truth. The cause of the jiva's bondage is anadi avidya, beginningless ignorance of Bhagavan. Since ignorance is beginningless, it is not caused by anything. You say that our bondage to material energy or our entrapment in Maya is the outcome of envy, then it would have a beginning. But since the jivas are never had any knowledge of Krishna, they can't become envious of someone they don't know. You have to know who the person before you become envious of them. Sometimes they say, God, Krishna is Satchidananda and the jiva is Satchidananda. But this is wrong because Krishna is fully unlimited Ananda and the jivas have the potential to experience Anand. So the potential to experience Anand and experiencing having Anand are two different things. Jiva Goswami says when you say the Jivatma, Tathasa Jiva, has Anand, it simply means Dukkha Bhava, freedom from misery. In Bhagavad Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, Bhagavad Sandarbha number 73, that Ladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, and Samvid Shakti exist only in Krishna, not in the Jiva. Material misery is experienced only by the Jiva, not by Bhagavan. That's good. Krishna is bliss. There are more entries here about the Jiva. I'll just try to zero in on them now. Just skip ahead here. Page 80. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. The Jiva is transmaterial because its nature is superior to material energy. The Jiva doesn't originate from Bhagavan, it manifests, and it's not created. The Jiva is part of Purusha and not of Bhagavan directly. This is clearly described by Jiva Goswami in Paramatma Sandarbha. We can see a description of that here. Radhe, 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 Radharani ki jai, Marani ki jai, Radharani, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Sham, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Sham, Radhe, Radhe, Sham. And Krishna says in Gita, I think it's 7:14, the Jiva Shakti is only part of Tathasta Shakti. Paramatma, Supersoul, is in charge of Bhairanga Shakti and Tathasta Shakti. Therefore, truly speaking, Jiva is a part of Paramatma. The Jiva is part of Paramatma's Tathasta Shakti. He says, Mavevamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Buddha Snatana Manasa Strani Anjani Prakriti Strani Karsati. This is Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse 14. So when it says, Mavevamsho Jiva Loke, the Jivas in this world are part of my Amshas. It means that the Jivas or Amshas are part of Paramatma, not Purusha, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. When we say Jivas, my Amsha, Jiva Loke, Bhagavad Gita 7:14, it means that the Jiva, Tathasta Shakti, Jiva, is part of Paramatma, part of Paramatma's Tattvashakti Shakti. Paramatma is part of Krishna, and jivas are also part of Paramatma. That's how it breaks down. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. I have another couple of entries here. We'll try to zero in, see what they have to say here, to illuminate us on this identity of the jiva, who we are, we're made jivatmahon. The jiva is a nadi, beginningless. It's a very hard concept. The concept of a nadi is difficult to grasp or understand with our minds, because our mind thinks in terms of cause and effect. All the experiences in our mind are within the framework of time. The mind cannot go beyond time and cause and effect. Thus, the mind has no ability to grasp the concept of a nadi, because all the experiences that the mind has ever had, past, present, or future, have a beginning and end. The mind works within the boundaries of time and space, but absolute spiritual reality is beyond time and space. You cannot drag the complete reality, which includes Bhagavan and Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. You cannot drag the complete reality within the limits of time and space or cause and effect relationship. Some reality stands beyond this. This troubles Western philosophers like a thorn in the foot. But Hinduism is not just a philosophy as understood by Western scholars. And Hinduism is a vision of reality. It's why it's called Sat Darshan. Six darshans in India. The darshan is a word sometimes translated six philosophies, but they're visions of reality. Reality is not beyond logic or time or space. But philosophy has its limits. It cannot grasp the absolute reality. The absolute reality is only understood from Shastra, Shraddha Raman. There is no why for anything beyond time and space. There is only how. How does it work? Not why does it work. Jai Radhe Shyam. That'll break your mind in half. Jai Radhe. Where's that little thing here? Got one other entry here. Hey, go in the hey, go, pa. Keshava Madhava Dinadeva. Shirti Keshava Shriyara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Giridhari Sham Hari Marari Sham Vyari Gaurandari. If you want to understand the nature, very clearly understand the nature of the jiva, you should read Paramatma Sandarbha, by Jiva Goswami, Anushade, verse number 19 through 47. If you read these sections very carefully, you'll find all your answers about the Jiva being Chitkana, a drop of pure consciousness. It is the nature of the jiva to be a servant. Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas. In Paramahamsa Sandarbha, number 19, verse 19, the jiva is called Anu. In Indian philosophy, Anu means atom, the smallest particle, which is formless because it has no parts, is indivisible. A partless form cannot have form. That is why Krishna says in Gita, the Atma is avyakta and achintya. Therefore, srubh here means nature. In other words, we're a drop of consciousness and formless prior to attaining Srupa Siddhi. When we attain Srupa Siddhi, attain our spiritual body, then we attain our form. Jai Radhe Shyam Jivatma Ki Jai, Tadasya Jiva Ki Jai.